Those ancients who, that they might the better avoid that infamous appellation of sophi, or wise, chose rather to be called sophists. Their business was to celebrate the praises of the gods and valiant men. And the like encomium shall you hear from me, but neither of Hercules nor Solon, but my own dear self, that is to say, folly. Nor do I esteem a rush that call it a foolish and insolent thing to praise oneself, be it as foolish as they would make it, so they confess it proper. And what can be more than that folly be her own trumpet? For who can set me out better than myself, unless perhaps I could be better known to another than to myself? Though yet I think it somewhat more modest than the general practice of our nobles and wise men, who, throwing away all shame, hire some flattering orator or lying poet, from whose mouth they may hear their praises, that is to say, mere lies, and yet, composing themselves with a seeming modesty, spread out their peacock's plumes and erect their crests, while this impudent flatterer equals a man of nothing to the gods, and proposes him as an absolute pattern of all virtue that's wholly a stranger to it, sets out a pitiful jay in others' feathers, washes the blackamoor white, and lastly swells a gnat to an elephant. In short, I will follow that old proverb that says, "He may lawfully praise himself that lives far from neighbours." Though, by the way, I cannot but wonder at the ingratitude, shall I say, or negligence of men who, notwithstanding they honour me in the first place, and are willing enough to confess my bounty, yet not one of them, for these so many ages, has there been, who in some thankful oration has set out the praises of folly. When yet there has not wanted them whose elaborate endeavours have extolled tyrants, eggs, flies, baldness, and such other pests of nature, to their own loss of both time and sleep. And now you shall hear from me a plain extemporary speech, but so much the truer. Nor would I have you think it like the rest of orators, made for the ostentation of wit. For these, as you know, when they have been beating their heads some 30 years about an oration, and at last perhaps produce somewhat that was never their own, shall yet swear they compose it in 3 days, and that too for diversion, whereas I ever liked it best to speak whatever came first out. But let none of you expect from me that after the manner of rhetoricians I should go about to define what I am, much less use any division. For I hold it equally unlucky to circumscribe her whose deity is universal, or make the least division in that worship about which everything is so generally agreed. Or to what purpose, think you, should I describe myself when I am here present before you, and you behold me speaking? For I am